afternoon. Committee on Ethics and Elections will now come to order. Let the record reflect that Senator Gaynor is excused from today's meeting. And let us welcome Senator Bean, a new member to our committee. Welcome. On your birthday, you got a nice assignment here to work with a great team. So thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. It's my birthday wish to be here.
You just got it. Erica, please call the roll.
Chair Baxley.
Here.
Vice Chair Tadeo. Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Bracey. Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Broxson. Senator Gaynor is excused. Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Polsky.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the Sergeant Staff. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. One appointee was invited to appear before the committee today. He is listed under tab 21, and a vote on this appointee will be taken up separately. So unless a senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take one vote on all the other appointees listed under tabs 1 through 27. As you can see, we've been saving up quite a cadre of Senate confirmations for you, and this is the day that we're going to move quite a few of them. Okay. Okay. Okay, where are we on that? Okay, we'll first take up a vote on the master list of Senate confirmations. Are there any appearance forms?
No.
Is there any debate? Is there a motion to recommend confirmation?
Second.
Thank you. Senator Bean moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees, seconded by the Vice Chair. On tabs 1 through 27, with the exception of tab 21. Erica, please call the roll on that vote.
Senator Berman.
Yes.
Senator Bracey. Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Gaynor. Senator Garcia. Senator Polsky.
Yes.
Vice Chair Tadeo. Chair Baxley.
Yes. By your vote, the confirmation of appointees on tabs 1 through 27 is recommended favorably. Yes, sir.
Bean is yes.
Thank you.
Bean, yes. Add Bean, and Bean is yes. Thank you. Appreciate the update. All right. By your vote, the confirmation of appointees is recommended favorably, with the exception of tab 21. Now let's take up tab 21. General James S. Hartzell. General Hartzell, please come forward, and please raise your right hand. We're going to swear you in for this occasion. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You're recognized to address the committee, and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. Thank you for inviting me to this great committee. My life's passion and purpose has been serving others. That's what I do. That's how I was raised, and that's what I do, and that's how I raise my sons and my grandsons. And that's why I was drawn to the military as a profession, to healthcare as a profession, and now to public service as a profession over the past 40 years. I've committed my life and my science and my service and my commitment of everything that I am to my God, to my Marine Corps, to our country, and to our great state of Florida. Serving others is what fulfills and sustains me. It's what I am. First, I want to thank Governor DeSantis for his leadership and for his confidence to nominate me to be the Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, the very best state Veterans Affairs department in the nation. And I also want to thank the Florida Cabinet for the unanimous confidence in my ability to lead. My connection to Florida's military veterans is very personal for me. I come from a very long line of Florida veterans. starting when my mother's family settled in Madison and Suwannee County areas in what was then the territory of Florida over 200 years ago in the early 1800s. And for the past 200 plus years, my family has served from Florida in every war that our nation's been in. That's why this is personal to me. My father served in the Marine Corps in the 1950s at Opelika Field in Miami-Dade County. He met my mother, who was born and raised in Palm Beach County. She was Miss Pahokee in 1958 at the high school. I was born in Polk County, very near to where my family moved in the early 1840s after fighting in all three Seminole Indian Wars as part of the Florida Militia. As a young boy, I lived in Broward County. I went to school in Boca Raton, and our family moved to Plantation. And the good Senator Berman and I shared the same fifth grade elementary school teacher, Miss Ellington, the best teacher I ever had. I often wondered why they named a beach after my mom's Boynton family name. Never could understand that as a kid. I attended Pensacola Junior College. I enlisted in the Marine Corps in Pensacola. I met my wife and her family in Pensacola in Escambia County. My father-in-law was a Navy veteran stationed in Jacksonville in the 1950s. Both of my sisters have lived and worked in Marion County for the past 30 years. My connection to Florida's military and its veteran runs deep. I like to say that I'm a living, flow-grown product. You can make the T-shirt. So after completing an amazing and very humbling 37-year Marine Corps career in 2018, it made perfect sense to me to stay home and serve in Florida. That's where Governor's Office and Senator Burgess found me, working for the Pasco Sheriff's Office, when they asked me to come aboard and serve our state's great veterans and their families. Since June of 2020, I've been honored to lead our Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, and I've strived to provide passion and purpose in connecting all 1.5 million and their family veterans to our benefits that they federally and state earned and deserve. I've also strived to provide safe, compassionate, quality nursing home care for our state's most vulnerable and elderly veterans. I'm very thankful to be living in this state of Florida, especially in these current times. I feel truly blessed to be allowed to serve our state's veterans and their families. Mr. Chairman, committee, I ask for your vote favorably on my nomination to allow me to continue to lead our Florida Department of Veterans Affairs to continue to be the most veteran sought after state in the nation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let me be the first to thank you for your commitment to all that you've mentioned, and it's an honor to have you before us today. Are there any questions of General Hartzell?
Mr. Chairman, if I could, to make
yes,
a personal comment.
You're recognized.
I was amazed when 2 years ago you came to my office, because you know that my roots go back to Pensacola Junior College, and your dad, Ed Hartzell, who was a phenomenal president there, who connected the community to the college. And I understand he's not in great health today, but my memory, not really of you, although you were there at a student at the college, your family and their commitment to Florida and the quality of people that you come from and you are presently, sir, makes this vote very personal. Thank you for offering yourself, and I thank the governor for finding you, and Senator Burgess for confirming you, and I look forward to seeing what you do to help the veterans of Florida be more successful.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It's not a question, it's a comment, and here's a little factoid that you may or may not know, or if you're tuning in on the Florida Channel, for those that are here, but I chair healthcare appropriations. We oversee six different agencies, including Veterans Affairs. Veterans Affairs aligns under healthcare, and the reason is because of all the nursing homes that our Veterans Department runs and does a great job at running. So it's very rare that we have a committee meeting without the general being present to make sure that all of the resources that the veterans need are put on the line, or he speaks for all veterans in our silo when he is there. I'm going to tell you something else you may not know. His nickname is the Hammer because he wants to make sure those that he's advocating for are heard. He does a very good job. So I want to speak on his behalf to strongly recommend him, to thank him. There's so many other things he could be doing, yet here we are of him wishing to further his service to others and to our state and to veterans everywhere. So I wholeheartedly recommend and hope everybody will join me in supporting him. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other members have a question? You're recognized, Senator.
Also, just for a brief comment, and of course, I'm going to be supporting my fellow Plantation Park Elementary School graduate, and I'm just so happy that you're here and all the work that I know you have done for the state and that you will do going forward in this position. So very happy to support you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Any other members? Okay. Are there any appearance forms? Alan Levine, member of the Florida Board of Governors. Waves in support? Okay, good. Joe Marino, Veterans of Florida, waves in support, or you're speaking? Thank you, sir. Steve Wynn. Vietnam Veterans of America, waves in support. Lorraine Holland, waves in support. Joe West, President Chapter 96, Vietnam Veterans of America, waves in support. I think you brought the Army with you, General. Okay. They're with you.
A few Air Force Marines as well. A few Air Force Marines as well, sir.
All right, sir. That's what we want to see. Stuart Scott, waves in support. And President, CEO, Florida Veterans Foundation, Lou Wilson, also in support, waves speaking. Thank you. I think you've got the team with you. It's starting to feel right. And if there's no other remarks and no other appearance forms, I'd now call for a motion. Senator Bean, did you want to make that motion to confirm?
Yes, I do. I move for confirmation of General Hammer Hartzell for Veterans Affairs Secretary.
Very good. Do you want to second that motion, Senator Tadeo? Thank you. Very good to have this motion before us. Senator Bean moves to recommend confirmation of General Hartzell. And Erica, please call the roll.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Garcia? Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tadeo?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, the confirmation of General Hartzell is recommended favorably. Does any senator wish to record? If you'll hold just a minute, I want to thank you again for what you've already done. You haven't waited to get started while we went through this confirmation. And I can see you've really generated a lot of unity and a lot of trust, and that's going to be good for all veterans and help us maintain our role as being the most veteran-friendly state,
sure,
in this nation is our goal, and you're obviously achieving that objective as you work hard every day in their interest for our great state. And I look forward to discussing veterans' nursing homes with you and Marion County's interest in that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee.
Let's give him a hand. Okay. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Tadeo moves we adjourn. Is there any objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. And we are adjourned. Thank you.